What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just watched Golden Bachelor, and, you know, we've had a few martinis, and we're recording right after we watched it, so we're going to jump into I'm a Basshole. Make sure you follow the damn show on Instagram and YouTube. Watch the videos. All right. You know what? Fuck it. Let's get into it. Today is November 2nd, 2023, and Rob and Rich are in the studio. What's up, guys? How are you?
What up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on? I don't know. We just watched The Golden Bachelor. You guys are drinking martinis. You didn't make me one.
I did not make you one.
It looks like it has like some cheese in there, maybe.
Blue cheese olives.
Dirty
gin martini with blue cheese olives.
Fuck you, man.
Do you want one? I didn't think that you would want one.
You don't think I'm a fucking aristocrat? What's the matter with you?
I mean, no, because you're drinking out of a red cup. Do you want us to reveal what's in the red cup to the audience?
Testosterone.
Yeah,
testosterone.
I'll say it's a drink that I haven't had since college.
It's the stuff that Joe Rogan drinks.
Testosterone.
Maybe that's a good luck charm. Maybe this podcast will become what his is.
Yes, exactly.
You're drinking that, dude. All right, happy Golden Bachelor Thursday, guys.
This is
the first time we watched the show live tonight. I haven't watched a live show in a long time, except for like sports or something.
Yeah, you gotta like sit through the commercials.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we were talking about that. All the commercials are like
for old people.
Old people, yeah.
Menopause.
All the commercials were definitely like I was like this is what I really have to look forward to.
It
was
shingles.
Hot flashes, shingles.
Where was the Viagra commercial or Cyanos?
I'm surprised there wasn't, because he looks like the Viagra guy.
He could be cast as the Viagra guy.
Yeah, he could be.
I don't think men that age are watching this show. I think that that's what it is.
Men my age should not be watching the show.
What do you mean?
Men
his age aren't watching the show?
No, I don't think men his age are watching the show.
Oh, they gotta be. They're like, dude, I want to be Jerry so bad.
I want to be Jerry.
Yeah, I don't want to be Jerry.
No?
I don't want my life out there like that. And
I want to be Gary.
Who's Gary?
That's his real name. Remember we talked about that last week?
I think his name's Jerry. Is it Jerry or Gary?
No one knows.
I think it's Jerry. I'm pretty sure it's Jerry.
I don't think he even gave his real name because he's going to disappear.
It's
after
Jerry, you jerk off. It's G-E-R-R-Y.
Look
up the Jimmy Kimmel thing. Yeah, there's a whole bit on it.
They keep saying Gary, but...
I don't know. All right, so tonight's episode...
They don't know his fucking name. This is classic.
No, they don't even know his name. They're like, I want to be with you forever.
It's like old people are running this.
I think I'm in love with you,
Gary.
You know what the funny thing is that I've been in touch with some of the people that have left the show, like Joan. I mentioned
you're dropping names. Yeah.
I'm dropping names, Joan. Yeah, uh-huh. Joan and I go. Yeah, we're
yeah, I heard. You guys in a jacuzzi or what?
No. But what was funny is that I messaged her on Instagram asking, you know, we'd love to have you on the podcast. Yeah. You know, all this stuff. And then she said, it has to go through Warner Brothers. They have to prove it. You can email them here. And she sends me an email. And I'm like, okay, great. So then I email the Warner Brothers.
Nothing.
And then the mail bounces back. And I'm like, and I look at the email. And I'm like, hey, I think you gave me the wrong email. And she's just like, oh. She's like, oh, yeah, this is it. And then like she kept sending it, but it was like spelled wrong. So I emailed them again. And then it bounced back again. And then she sent me a different one that was spelled even differently. And I was like, all right, this is old people shit. I'm dealing with. Like literally, I'm trying to book her on the show, and there's like an age gap, like as far as the here's an copy and paste.
Trying to get my mom to go on Yelp or use Waze.
Finally, I got the right email.
That would be a great show watching these people do the things that you're supposed to be doing. Like my mom doesn't use Waze, she doesn't use Yelp, whatever.
Right.
I'm like, where do you want to eat? I'm like, let's go somewhere new, and she just. We'll have no. I'll send her the link to Yelp and the address and the place.
Right.
And she still will be like, no. I just don't know how
to do that. Yeah,
Venmo?
Exactly.
Oh, fuck that.
Venmo.
That's a whole episode. I mean,
my parents will try to send
me
money.
Season.
And they're like, we'll PayPal you instead. And I'm like, I prefer Venmo. But they're like, no, we know how to use PayPal. That's all they know. They don't know. They don't know the other ones.
No, no, no. My parents don't trust any of that shit. They'll they will cash. Send me a check yeah. in the mail, like legit. Right. Like,
oh, you're old school. Like, oh, that's like raw dog.
They don't trust it at all. They're just like, my daddy won't even send me a picture.
The problem with
a text message.
You know what's crazy?
He's worried about the hackers.
You know what's crazy is that people that send checks, it's like I forget. I don't forget to cash them, but I delay in cashing them sometimes for some reason. I'm just like, oh yeah, I forgot. I got to do that.
You really? You have a phone and you can just take a picture.
I know, but I got paid from the improv. It's been sitting there for
to
like
Sunday. To have so much money that you forget to cash your checks, Rob.
Oh my God. This guy has checks. Here's another check.
I have checks from 2015 that I haven't cashed yet. You think those are still good? No.
Oh my God. What a
I'm saying the best.
That is that's the only time when I had money.
Is that an asshole?
When I had a lot of checks that I didn't cash in.
I forgot.
That's what you said.
You're writing checks your body can't cash. What is that from? Isn't that from a movie?
Yeah, that is from a movie. I don't know. What? Maybe you should look it up since you brought it up.
I should. Anyway, Joan kept giving me the wrong email, so I don't know if it's going to happen. Because
I don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe she's smarter than we think, and she just kept giving you the wrong email on purpose.
She's like, who's this creep? Who's the asshole?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be on the asshole.
I'm retired. I can fuck with this dude all time.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see, Joan. So, all right, tonight's episode was very entertaining. Not really.
No, it wasn't.
Oh my God!
I just said it wasn't. So I was joking.
Anyway, we were saying. TV.
So they went to hometowns. They went to hometowns. The three remaining women. They went to hometowns.
I think what's upsetting to me is that he has not slept with one of these women.
That's what I was saying to Rachel when we were watching it, and she was like, "You really want to watch old people sex?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to watch it.
They're not going to watch the young people.
They're not going to show it. They're not going to show it." But it's like. He should be sleeping with each one of these women before he makes a decision.
Oh
no?
Plus, he's at that age. I mean, come on. Like, I don't know how many first dates I've gone on. Too many where I slept with the girl on the first date. See, it's like, yeah. It's
at least he's waiting till like the hometown or whatever. You know.
I find it curious, gentlemen, that you have to dip your wick before you can fall in love.
What are you talking about?
Is that what's happening? Is that what you're saying?
I think they should sleep together before he makes a decision. You don't think that's legitimate?
I think that they should because it's...
This is not a valuable decision. This is a reality TV show.
I know, right.
No, they are seriously going to end up together, possibly.
For like a month.
No, no, no.
Until death do us part, which could be like next year.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing.
A golden fuckboy.
No,
like, that's
this is what I realized tonight watching this with Rachel tonight. I was saying, you know what? This is more serious than the regular Bachelor, even though I haven't really watched the regular one that much. But like... This is like fucking with like the families now. Like they got the grandkids, they got the sister, the whatever, you know, all the families there, and they're like, oh yeah, this is this person's last opportunity possibly to date someone seriously. So they're kind of messing with everyone. The Bachelor, it's like, oh, you're 25, like who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like,
has anybody here ever met someone's like their grandmother's date or something like that? Anybody?
No.
No,
never.
That's what I was laughing about. Was like, no one fucking does it. This is a secret. They don't want anyone to know. Your grandma doesn't want to know. She's still banging people or whatever.
Right.
I remember my grandma when she was a lot older. She hooked up with some guy and I didn't know. We never like had a meeting like this, and like we never had to approve this guy. Mm-hmm. And this guy was obviously in it for her money, and she fucking was. Right. He was using her, and like, and my mom was in the middle and trying to get them to. That was a good Golden Bachelor. That would be a good Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, no one ever, like, I can't wait till you meet never a grandmother's. Like, I want you to meet my grandchildren.
Right.
And well, I want their approval.
And then they're asking, like, are you going to be my new granddad? 10 years
old. But it's not even
just. Yeah, they're like 10 or 8 years old. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know. It's just
cute kids.
It's not even just like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship where you're like the grandpa's meeting the grandchildren, right? It's like. Possibly, I might be your new grandpa.
That's what's fucked up.
Or
well, yeah.
I might disappear and never see you again.
Well, that's what I mean. So wait,
hey, it's so fucked
we were
up.
We were trying to put a timeline on this thing. So this thing's in production, what, 2 months maybe? 2 months. Something like that. It's like they're dating a month and a half, whatever, you know. And a normal relationship, like, I don't think you should be meeting the kids, like, until, you know, maybe six months in, maybe.
Never, or a year.
I don't know.
Don't involve the grandchildren. But there's a timeline
with the production. So they're like, no, you got to meet everyone now. You know, it's like, let's fucking.
I mean, the only guy that was real about it was the girl's brother.
Leslie.
So wait a minute. Yeah. We were saying Leslie. So, like, each the first two families, Teresa.
Teresa's out.
She's out. Yeah, we were saying
I mean, we don't know because of the episode.
He's the only one that she didn't say.
Exactly.
Even though she lives in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, I was like, that's a fun place to go.
No. Doug,
I said, what did I say? I said, like,
you know, you were like, I would choose her just because of the location.
I'm used to the location. At that age, I'd be like, well, yeah. I'm from here. I'm from this area, so I know it.
And you probably would because, and also I found her more attractive, but she seems.
I don't like Faith at all. I don't like her.
Well, Faith is the motorcycle girl,
yeah.
Right?
The horse girl.
And then that's another thing is like, he was like basically saying like, hey, like she was saying that, like, why would he want to live here? You know,
right,
like, yeah,
right.
With horses.
What was she, like, Montana or somewhere like that? But it is something you got to factor in, because it's like, if he has to move to Montana or New Jersey or Minneapolis.
Is that the other one?
Yeah. So it's like, that's a big.
I think Leslie would move. Because we didn't even see her trailer.
Well, that's
so.
From Minneapolis.
We were saying the first two families had like these awesome houses and families and everything like that.
And then they had to meet at a random place.
And then when we get to Leslie,
yeah.
They're like at a fucking like restaurant or a condo or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't meet at the house.
No one has a home. Her home is unfilmable.
I thought that too. Like, why do they have to meet at some random place? They're like at Chipotle or something.
But you know, going into Leslie's family, it's like they're all there, they all seem nice, but it's a little like all over the place, it seems like.
There's fucking chaos there. The fact that she's a hot mess, the brother had to raise her. The fact that Prince fucked her probably when she was like 16 years old.
Did you see the daughter? Leslie's daughter.
Yeah.
Leslie's daughter had an ass that would not quit. Yeah. And I love that.
Get
I'm
on
the
dog.
One yeah. that's saying yeah. that. But like, she had an ass that would not quit. And then Leslie's walking away, and she did
Leslie
not
has
have
no
an ass.
Ass
and no
well, her
at
ass
all,
is
so.
Her ass is faded.
Well, but no, the daughter had gummy teeth. That's what like
gummy teeth. Yeah. What the fuck
teeth.
Is that? What's
it's
gummy
like when
teeth?
They smile and you can see their gums too much.
You're so mean.
I can't.
Do I have gummy teeth?
What
is that?
No,
I've
you
never,
don't.
I've
you
never
don't.
Heard of it.
You don't. No, you don't. I can tell when someone has gummy teeth. It's not a problem, and it's like
wait,
it's just
do,
something that
do I
would.
I have gummy
no,
teeth?
No, no, okay. no.
Everyone smiles.
Gummy teeth.
Rob,
is
do you
when,
have gummy teeth?
When you see the gums.
What's the gummy teeth?
No, you can see
I've
the gums.
I've never heard of that. I don't
it's
even
just,
know
okay.
what it is.
Oh. When someone smiles or they laugh and you can see their gums, I can't.
I guess it's better than having no teeth than just seeing the
gums. No, teeth would be even worse. But I could not be with somebody that had
gummy
the gummy
teeth.
Smile. I've met girls that I really liked professionally and everything.
Professionally.
That I did, whatever.
I liked them professionally.
What does that mean? You're
paid,
just trying to cover your ass.
He
now.
Paid for
professionally,
it.
Professionally, I really liked you.
If I paid for it, I wouldn't pay for gummy teeth.
Oh, man. What if you went to like a candy place? They had gummy bears.
Wait.
Gummy bears are great. I love the gummy bear show. Yeah, gummy bears flying here and there and everywhere. I love that shit.
Flying. I thought they were jump bouncing.
No.
Bouncing.
Oh, my God.
They bounced everywhere.
Yeah,
gummy
we are
bears
the gummy
bouncing,
bear.
Jumping everywhere. We are the gummy bears.
Would you show your kid that show?
Gummy bears?
Yeah. The gummy. Is it gummy bears?
Yeah.
Is that
the cartoon.
Yeah, the gummy
cartoon.
Bears.
Okay.
Action. And
why would you show
so
the kid?
So cute. So cute. No, I was just asking. I don't know. Yeah. Because every time I show my kid an old cartoon or movie
like
that
it.
I loved, he's like boring. Yeah. Like he just shits on it.
They're just dicks.
I mean, that would be. I mean, that's gotta be interesting. Like for like your son when he like grows up, like showing him like a movie that you love. Because I feel like you've mentioned that a couple times. Where
oh,
it's
yeah,
like it's
yeah.
like it's like. Hey, like I've watched like dated people, and I'm like, hey, you should watch this movie. It's great. And then they like fucking
they're on
they
their
zone
phone.
Out after 10 minutes.
No,
and I'm
wait,
like,
here's
I'm like, are you fucking crazy? This is like fucking.
Here's an impersonation of my girl watching a movie that I really like. Right. I'm just like, oh my, watching The Godfather. Okay, watch The Godfather. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Wait, who's that?
No,
that's the fucking Godfather.
But that's a perfect example because like I remember when I was dating my ex wife, like she hadn't seen Back to the Future, which is my favorite movie.
Yes, and we all know that.
And like there was and it was 2015, which was the anniversary of the future date going to part two or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they had a thing at the ArcLight when it existed, and they were showing all three movies in a row for the anniversary. And I was like, "Oh, we have to go see this! Like, this is like awesome to watch all three in a row at the ArcLight. It's a lot to ask for.
That's like 6 hours.
But she had never seen the original.
I wouldn't even do that.
You wouldn't?
Oh,
6 hours.
So wait a minute. Here's the thing. I said, I'm like, since you've never seen the original, I'm like, I'm getting us tickets to it. I'm not expecting you to watch all three, but you got to watch the original at least, you know?
You got to. You have to. We're married.
No, we weren't even married. We just started dating. And I was like,
oh my God, she still married you?
And I was like, you have to, if you don't watch this, I'm not going to propose to you. I said, you know.
No, you didn't.
I gave her a quiz, like in Diner. Remember the movie?
Yeah.
I gave her Back to the Future.
Yeah, she has to be a cult
anyway,
fan.
We went to I got tickets for the thing. She was coming from work in Santa Monica. She was 25 minutes late for the Back to the Future 1 when it started. And she sat down and
no clue what the hell is going on.
And she sat down and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm late. Like, we just started dating. She's like, what did I miss? And I was like,
red flag.
I was like, about 30 years. I was like, forget it. I was like, forget it.
That's a huge red flag. And then she asked you in the movie theater to talk.
And then she left.
Oh, get
and
the she, fuck out of here.
And then she left and I watched part 2 and 3 alone.
Did you?
Yeah.
And I married her.
And I was so excited to watch it.
Why would you want to marry this person?
There's a lot of reasons.
There's a lot of red flags, dude, right there.
There's red flags with everything.
What did I miss? Get the fuck out.
About 30 years. I like that reply, though. That was clever.
About 30 years. Yeah, well, what you missed was everything I care about and love. Will you marry me?
She did score well on the quiz, though, for some reason. I guess she cheated.
She had to fucking cheated.
She definitely cheated
in more ways than one.
I forget what the questions were, but whatever.
Okay, all right.
Anyway,
let's
moving
talk
on.
About that.
Anyway, so
the show. You know what I didn't like? I don't know why, because I just think in innuendos, and it's like I just like the fact that he's like, I got a Leslie box.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
A Faith box.
Yeah.
What was it?
That was innuendo, no?
Teresa box.
Teresa pussy.
Was he talking about their pussies? Yeah.
I don't know, but it just was so like, what do you do? Boxes
but
now?
But here's the thing.
What do you got, files?
Do you think he slept with any of those?
No.
No.
I don't think so either.
Really?
Yeah. 100% did not.
That's sad to me. I don't know.
He's a goober.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. He should have banged Leslie, because if she's out on the final round, then that's a waste of a fuck.
Wow.
No, but this is the way guys think.
It is the way.
You know why? Okay.
No, you know why? Because
you're learning.
I am still learning.
Rachel, the thing is, guys have the best. I bet you Doug grew up like this too. Like you're in love. You write poetry. I wrote poetry.
Wait a minute. Bring that in. We got to read that on the show.
Oh shit.
We're gonna have a very special episode of Ron's poetry.
Did it rhyme? Did it rhyme?
Wait, you write.
Think of you in the night.
Did you write poetry
in the day
and hand deliver to a woman? Is that what you did?
I gave it to a girl. Yeah, because I thought like I was gonna be in love forever. You know, like
how old were you?
I was like maybe like 14 or something.
Aww.
Yeah, but I. At that time, you thought like...
Did you do that as an adult at all?
No. I learned.
You learned. Not to waste your time.
Not to waste my time in bullshit like that. Because it blows up in your face.
Wait, isn't it weird? Isn't it weird as a child? Like, not a child, but like a teen, early teen or whatever. Yeah, you get a crush on a girl. You think, like, this is the woman. This is it.
This is the one.
I'm going to end up with this girl.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, obviously, you don't, or like, you know.
It's the little things, too. It's like, you like movies? I like movies.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Isn't it crazy?
We're soulmates.
But isn't it crazy? Like, even like watching movies, like, you know, the guy, the nerdy teen's in love with the hot girl and he gets her, whatever, all that shit. And then, like, you finally, like, yeah, you have a crush on a girl in high school or middle school, and, like, it's your world. It's your world.
You know, even as you got older, like, even like when I remember, like, a girl would quote at a. Adam Sandler movie, and I'd be like,
oh yeah,
oh my God,
you love that.
I fucking love you.
You love The Wedding Singer. We can watch that all the time.
yeah. Shut up. I was like, oh, what? Yeah. I love you.
It's the little things. Yeah. And then at some point, you give up on that and you're like, no. Fuck it.
Yeah, you give up.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck everyone. I don't care. I have no heart.
I used to wait.
I'm dead inside.
Yeah, your heart gets torn apart from a girl. And then all of a sudden, you just say, fuck it. And then what I was trying to explain to you was, and this is why you're coming from too with Jerry, mm-hmm. is that every guy has a girl that in the past that like, oh, they wanted to wait because they thought like, oh, right. like, I want to make this special. Wait.
Make it.
And it always blew up in my face. That's why whenever I got a chance to have sex, it was like, that was it.
Exactly.
We're doing this now. Fine. But if like I didn't get a chance and then like, or I did get a chance and I passed it up because I wanted to be romantic or I want to wait for a third date or something like that.
Exactly.
So having sex is more important than having a connection or a good relationship.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that either.
I mean, it feels like it.
Think about the pussy that never was.
Is that a James Bond film?
No. You think about it. You're just like, oh my God, that girl. Why didn't I have sex with her? I could have.
Man, that's a great James Bond title.
It's a heartfelt title. It's a,
Daniel
you know,
Craig in The Pussy.
I can always still remember every girl I did not sleep with.
Really?
Yeah. Like girls.
I don't remember the girls I've slept
girls,
with.
Girls?
Fair.
Some of them. Not
yeah,
all.
Exactly.
Not
but all. girls can't remember every guy they didn't sleep with because that's every guy they meet. Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
They
can't remember. True.
No, yeah. Not at all.
But guys get hung up on certain situations, certain infatuations. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a lesson, though, really, honestly, for women out there. For women out there, that's a
but
lesson.
But I'm going to say.
The men can remember the women they did not sleep with.
Rachel's talking
with.
Directly
I am
into the
talking
camera.
Directly to
talk
the camera.
Talk to your audience.
Ladies,
talk to them.
Ladies, the men remember the women they did not sleep with. Yeah. All right. So
the ones that got away.
Yeah. So,
no, we remember the woman we slept with too, but I'm just saying we romanticize.
Here's the thing. Here's an interesting. Okay. So like
that's why there's not many of them.
Do you know these people that like count like oh they're like how many people have you slept with? And it's like oh, 15.
And they know.
Some people know like on their hand like Joey, John, whatever,
it's old school.
But it's like if you ask that now like I have no idea. I don't know. You'd have to make a list.
That's like Pablo Francisco. You ever hear that?
Does he do a bit about that?
Yeah, he does. A girl was going through her high school, and like all of a sudden she brought out the banjo, and he's like, "I slept with Jimmy." No.
I don't know that. We gotta find it.
I don't know.
Fucking hilarious.
I don't know, but it is. You stop counting after a while, I would imagine, unless you're like only on like number three or four or something. Maybe.
Yeah. If you still have two hands,
once you go past the first. Firsthand,
I think
like,
I stopped.
Like,
yeah, I stopped counting like 27 or 28 or something like that, and that was in like.
I feel like
college.
I feel like we should all make a list of the people that you can remember
not sleeping with
that you've slept with. Not saying like and write them down. Not saying
I can still remember a phone call I got was a booty call, and I fucking was not feeling well. And I regretted that one too. It was like I should have fucking man up. I should have drank a Nike Dayquil. Just went over there and just handled business. But I didn't.
Wow.
There's so many.
You hear that, Elaine?
No. There's so many Elaine.
I am so grateful for the times I've just been in bed and been like, nah, my makeup's off and I'm in bed. I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, I'm
moment.
Grateful for that now.
But I do think it goes.
When you took your makeup off.
I do think it goes through phases as far as getting infatuated on the high school girl, then it's your world, and then not giving a fuck and fucking everyone, and then you go back to like being like, no, I want a genuine connection.
Yeah, and then you get fucked again, and then something happens.
And then before you know, you're on the Golden Bachelor.
All of a sudden, you're going out with a girl that, like,
I don't know. Yeah, Jerry was life fucked.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're going out, and then you realize.
That's why I don't like Jerry. Jerry's
you don't like him.
I don't like him. I think he's pretty kind of fake.
Really?
And I don't think he's very genuine.
I feel like I want to play pickleball with
him. Genuine. And that's another thing that I found funny is, like, she was like, that's all she knows about him. He's like, yeah, well, I don't want him to move out here. I mean, he comes from a life playing pickleball.
He's a city boy.
That's what
isn't
she
he?
Said. No.
Isn't he kind of in a suburban city situation?
But he's also just such a goob. He's just a goof.
Oh, so now, see, remember when Rachel said, like, I might sleep with him? I don't know. And now she got to know him, and she's like, fuck that. I'm not sleeping with him.
Exactly. And that's what would happen. Yes. And that's the pussy that never was. That's what happens.
But you might have made that mistake on the first or second date and slept with him.
Yeah. In my 20s and 30s, I would have made that mistake.
I love how, like, Rachel is, like discovering who he is, and now she's changed her mind. It's like it's almost like she was on the show at one point.
It felt like I was on the show. I felt like I would have made this show better. It would have been so much more fun.
It would have been great if they threw in like a hot 40-year-old. Seriously, like that came in and like
a little plot twist.
Yes, it would have changed.
That would have been the greatest episode. That's a great sketch.
Yeah,
like the three girls are about to get a rose.
That's a great SNL sketch. Yeah,
the three girls are about to get a rose and be like, we're changing things up now. Yeah. We're not. The ratings have been dropping.
And it's like the guy comes in, the host, whatever his name is. It's like, ladies, sorry, we have an audition for today's,
Rachel D, come out.
Rachel D, come out.
It's just for the rose ceremony. It's just for the rose. Like, he's not even met me.
You just get in line.
You're the first one.
He doesn't even know you. And he picks you all of a sudden.
I felt an instant connection as soon as I walked in.
I felt something in my pants as soon as you walked through.
My dick got really hard. Here's a rose. Why don't you just meet me outside?
And then there's a fucking fight in the parking lot between Susan and whoever.
Susan? There's no Susan. Teresa.
Whatever, Teresa.
Leslie and Faith.
Whatever.
Let's go, girls.
No, they wouldn't have done this at this far in the game. They would have done it like last week, as far as like throwing in a Rachel D.
I think I'm
just pitching myself for next season.
You should. Why not? Maybe they're watching this. I don't know.
I just want to be there.
Margaritas, but
it's a martini, first of all. Learn your cocktail. Yeah. Do you want one?
Are you judging the martini? You want to sip?
I want one.
I can make one.
You want to sip of mine?
But then we have to pause.
Like, we can pause.
I think we got to end the Golden Bachelor.
My God. So anyway, they ended it in a bullshit way.
A cliffhanger.
Way.
They ended it Mission Impossible style.
Bullshit way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as the rose ceremony started, I was like, oh, there's two roses and there's a golden rose, which I hadn't seen before. And I was like, oh, he's picking the person tonight. I didn't realize that.
That was like Beauty and the Beast, too, the golden rose.
I was thinking that too.
But
wow.
I guess it's always like that.
Do you know how long, like, is this a shortened season? Do you know that?
Is it?
I don't know, because I'm like wondering. Like, I thought he was gonna like throw out one girl tonight, which he did, obviously. But obviously, they're giving him another week with the two girls. Is that what it is?
Before he was having a heart attack.
He was hyperventilating and having a seizure.
Mission Impossible. Yeah, Tom Cruise is 60. He could have been on the show. That would be a plot twist with the golden fucking. Okay.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, but the helicopter date, he'd be like jumping out of it onto the yacht with the girl. What? You can't do this? You can't keep up with me? Because this is what I do for a living, fucker. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, you gotta ride a motorcycle and fucking play off the cliff.
You're out if you can't jump from this helicopter onto the yacht.
Yeah, you gotta fucking use that, like the squirrel thing or whatever.
Oh my God. I hate it when men test women. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Really?
When you guys test women.
What do you mean
like,
test
us? Yeah, you test
how?
Us. You test
how?
Us. So you're like,
test us how?
You all have your own tests. You all have your own tests. When you take a woman on a date.
Okay,
is this like
that De Niro movie? To test the girl, like,
what is
if,
that
if she opens the door for you or whatever, like, on the other side, what's it?
Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the whole
yeah,
scene.
Yeah,
is that what this is?
I mean, that could be it.
Okay,
but, like,
so what,
I think every
test?
Man has a test.
Okay, what's your test?
What are some tests?
I don't have a test.
Wait, what are some tests you've been through?
So I was on a motorcycle driving through San Francisco, and
dangerous.
We went, yeah. And then we
helmets?
Went. We yes.
Good.
California. It's a lot higher.
I'm trying to look out for your safety.
Arizona doesn't have helmet laws, so I've been on a motorcycle without a helmet.
Why would you do that? That's stupid.
It's fun though.
All right.
But no, San Francisco. So the test was in San Francisco. He went up and over this hill, and we caught air.
Oh fuck that! Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's,
exactly.
That's insane.
And then we went down. And then after we got off the motorcycle, he was like, "What'd you think of that?" And I was like, "I was like, it was fun." And he was like, "That was a test."
For what?
to see women who don't find that fun.
That's his weekend thing.
Women who don't find that fun, I don't date again. And right, I was right, like, right. You're not going to date me again then. Because like,
you don't want to do that.
I don't want to be tested. I don't want. I don't want to be.
But isn't every relationship a test?
I think it's a test. You got to have a test.
What
kind of guy don't you like?
Don't forget, I gave my ex-wife the Back to the Future test, and
you failed that miserably.
No, she passed it, but she didn't even watch the movie.
She did not pass, Doug.
She looked up the IMDb cliff notes and cheated.
She showed up 25 minutes late.
Did you give her a test?
I did give her a test.
Yeah, she did pass it.
But you know what? I graded it on a curve.
Wait, your dick? Okay.
You got
a curvy dick?
No, I don't. But... No, but you know what? We all do stupid shit. Come on. Rob, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, do we want to get into that?
I'm trying to think of what stupid test did I give girls before. I don't know. I don't think I ever, like I said, if you like certain, like, it was just so stupid. Like, I just wanted to love somebody or be in love or whatever and be like, oh, like, you like this and I like this. You hate traffic? I hate traffic. Right. You know, like, we have so much in common.
Do you think relationships, like, I know there's like, they always say like opposites attract. Do you think, I mean, obviously having similar interests is important, I think, in a relationship, but also having differences, like, you know, she likes to do this, he likes to do that, I would never do that, you know, whatever, you know, like, what do you think of the balances on that shit?
I think it's a vibe.
Yeah.
I think it's
a new word for Gen X. Yeah.
I think it's a good vibe.
I get vibes in the studio.
Like, if we can hang and it's fun and it's like not hard to have a conversation.
If a guy is like really into something specific, like, and you
like my feet or what?
I'm not talking about sex foot fetishes, but okay. I mean an activity. But if feet, if that's your thing, I don't know. Would you adapt to like the guy's like hobby or like thing that he's into, if it's like extreme or weird or not your thing or whatever?
I mean, I'm open to exploring and like learning other things. You're open minded. Like, it depends. Yeah, right. Like, I don't know.
If he was into
it, I don't think you would. Though.
If he was into
like what?
Like, look, you've been single. I'm just saying, like, there's things that annoy you about guys, and that's why you've been a single that you've been.
Oh, shit.
For you to like say that, oh yeah, whatever, I have no problems. There's no test.
No, I'm interested in exploring and doing new things.
Yeah,
but it's just the personality. If the personality rubs me the wrong way, then I can't hang.
Right.
Okay.
Come on, Rob. What is it? What were you gonna say?
I mean, so like, you have the same interests with Jill or whatever, right? Like, you guys like football and
babies
and drinking. Well, she used to drink more. But
you guys
her,
met over football and like the ball.
No,
or whatever,
she's just a good person.
I think that's great, what I
like about her, and she. Hate to say it, she reminds me a little bit of my mom as well. You know,
well,
like,
isn't that like, what every guy looks for?
Then,
at some
but
point?
She's like, she knows how to cook. I mean, like, mm-hmm. That's why I've been gaining weight. It's just like,
it's oh, like, is that why?
Yeah, that's exactly why. I don't care.
I thought you were vegan now.
No, I just don't care. Yeah, well, I eat a lot of vegan shit.
Vegan is the fattiest food.
Rob is vegan now. You know?
I'm not vegan.
Except for when he comes over here looking for tomahawks.
Yeah, wherever I go, I'm like, fucking In-N-Out, let's do it. And it's like, oh, you're a hamburger. Let's fucking order it up.
Just looking for protein where we can find it.
Oh, everywhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like, so what drew you to Jill?
Jill, she's just a sweetheart. I think that's what it just comes down to. She's a good person and... Yeah, like she just makes me happy, and I know she loves me, and I love her, and that's all that really matters. And that's why, like, I'm at a point in my life where, like, I just don't give a fuck, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's sad because I look at myself in the mirror.
Why
I'm
is
like,
that sad?
No, because I look in the mirror, and I look at myself in the mirror.
You should be happy. What are you talking about?
No, what I'm trying to say is...
You're almost married. You have a child.
It's so sad.
I am looking at my body.
It's great. Your body. Who gives a shit? You're fucking...
No,
you're almost married with a child.
Exactly.
Let it go.
Exactly.
You have nothing to prove.
But it's still hard because I still want to be, like, I'm still doing stand-up.
It's hard. Or your body.
No, yeah. I'm still trying to do stand up and I'm still trying to be
of course,
in the mix.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be like an old fogey and I don't want to just stay at home all the time.
No.
You know, like you said, like you do gigs and you still try to get, like, you know, try to keep yourself in shape, comedy shape, I guess. So
hey, that hurt.
No, common shape as in like stand up. You know, like
what does that mean? Doing like push ups while reciting jokes?
No, common shape is in like mentally, being
smart.
That's why I'm doing this podcast. It's like, it keeps me going. But that's why it keeps me going.
I gotta say, I appreciate you guys coming over here every week and doing the podcast.
Well, we appreciate you too, Doug.
You know, thank you. But it is a different comedy muscle. The podcast, I would say. I love doing open mics. I love doing shows and stuff like that. But this is almost like an open mic for me, at least, as far as, you know, talking and trying things out. Mm-hmm. We end up listening back to the recording and then being like, oh my God, that was funny. Like, you know, we could use that, or like then we fight each other for whatever bit it is. Like, that was my idea. No, it was yours. I said it first. Whoever posted it first. No, but like seriously, you know what I mean? It's like it's kind of like it's an exercise, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, she posted a different video. Is that another video?
No, Rachel made her own clip today.
She didn't
ask permission to do it, but she did.
Oh,
she pulled the CJ?
No, it was my face.
I felt I could use it.
It was great. But I noticed it. Yeah, and I called you out. Hey, any publicity.
I tagged him, but that says Rachel, not Doug.
Hey, as long as you tag everyone, I don't give a shit. No, because we had from the last episode we did with the dating thing. There's a bunch of clips I have on my computer that I'm ready to post. A lot of good clips from that because there was a list of shit. So
it was fun. We really went off
into the deep end of exploring our comedic geniuses.
comedic genius. I don't know about that, but it was an entertaining conversation. That's for
it
sure.
It was.
No, I enjoyed listening to it because I listen to all the podcasts that I'm on.
Yes, Rob is our one active listener. I see it pop up on the results every week.
It says Rob.
Rachel doesn't listen at all.
I know. I listen.
Do you subscribe to it, by the way?
I do subscribe. I do subscribe and I listen on mute every time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And
Rachel at least subscribes to the YouTube channel. I know that. I do.
I subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Literally, the only subscribers we have. I have YouTube as the subscribers. That's it. Yeah. No, it's like the things come in. It's like Los Angeles, like 5. It's like
really.
Well, LA, not so much, but like other places, yes, but like not here so much.
I wonder why. Why is that?
Because there's too much shit going on here. No one gives a shit.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. We're all stuck in traffic, trying to listen to something.
That is true.
So.
I don't know. We'll
listen to us.
Are we going? Are we done with The Bachelor?
No, I'm still talking. About
I feel. Like, what do we, how do
so
we?
So wait a minute. We went off on tangents. I think because we're drinking, but this is a Monday
cheers.
Night. What is it? No, Wednesday? I don't even know what day it is.
Cheers.
Thursday night. Cheers. I'll air cheers you from across the equipment because I don't want to ruin it.
You're very far. Big fucking big studio.
It's huge. It's a huge studio.
It's impressive.
It costs a lot of money to run.
Yes.
We're not making
I mean, I'm like fucking 100 yards away from you. It's crazy.
I know.
But go ahead.
So the Golden Bachelor. So he picked Leslie, which I was very excited about because I had my money on her from day one. Day one, I called her.
You actually went like, can I do a reenactment?
Sure,
like when he said Leslie, you went whoa!
Really? Are you into the show? Like
I got Vegas odds on that.
It was like a touchdown. Yeah. It was like a touchdown.
I was actually watching Thursday Night Football.
It was my Thursday Night Football.
I feel like he stood up.
I did.
Did you do this?
I spilled my drink. No, because I literally said, if you look back at the episodes, I was like, Leslie from day one, she's going all the way to the end. And now she's here. So I was happy with my pick. She's the prince girl. Yeah.
Prince
I'm happy girl. With my pick. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said,
I don't think she's going to make it to the end.
The fact that they met... They couldn't meet at someone's house like the other people did.
There's family troubles for sure. Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That
what hot mess doesn't have that?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I think because Faith is never going to leave her horses.
Faith, I do not want to see ever again. She needs to get on that horse and ride out of town, in my opinion.
Why?
I don't like her. I don't know. There's something about her. I don't trust the horse girl. Again, I told you that. The horse girl, I don't trust.
I just think they're all full of shit. So it's just like, I mean, the fact that you fall in love with someone in 2 months is like.
Right. Who gives a shit? Again, I say Joan is the one that got away. I think she would have been a contender.
I think the chicken lady got away.
Chicken lady, I don't give a shit about. Joan, I'm still trying to get on the podcast, man. I'm trying to date Joan at this point.
There we go. Joan, if you're listening.
She is. Doug, she follows the podcast.
Doug, if you
Doug,
like,
Doug, if you would just laugh my ass off. If one day you're having a barbecue and you're like, hey.
And Joan is here.
This is Joan. Have you guys met Joan?
You might know her from the Golden Bachelor.
Can we pitch Doug to Joan right now?
Oh my God. Can we pitch Doug on the show, on the Golden Bachelor?
No, I'm too young. Are you crazy? I'm 42. I'm 42. You guys are older than me. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear it. I would go on in like another
20 years. The 40-year-old Bachelor. That's a good... That would be good.
I 40-year-old think so. Bachelor? Yeah. That's reasonable.
Yeah, the 40-year-old
divorced bachelor.
And he can only go out with women that are 40 years old and above who never been married.
No. Doug immediately is like,
I mean,
no.
I live in L.A. What are you talking about? This is him. They got to be, their age range should be 25 to 50.
You just said no.
25
you
to 50.
You don't want
to
date anyone your age.
No, I would. I would definitely date someone my age. Are you crazy? But I keep an open mind.
Name one person your age.
Name one person my age, 42?
That you're dating.
I'm not dating anyone. Are you kidding me?
Or recently.
Podcast people. I am single currently, so if you're, if you're interested in dating me.
If you're interested in sleeping in a bed.
Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com.
There's a lot of people from Germany listening.
Yeah. Do people in Germany sleep with their dogs? If you're interested in sleeping with a bachelor who loves to sleep with his three dogs in the same bed. Like,
let's talk about you. The fact that you have a dog.
Let's talk about you.
Yes, you have like, what, three dogs?
I now have three dogs.
So
I adopted
right away,
a new dog. Yeah.
You are canceling out a bunch of girls that are allergic to dogs.
Here's the thing. I cancel out cat girls. There's a lot of cute girls I match with on Instagram. I see a cat. I'm like, you know what?
Why? Because you don't like cats?
No, I like cats. I like cats a lot.
So then what's your issue?
I don't know how the households would match if we moved in.
You're getting so far ahead of yourself.
How do you know the cat and the dog won't get along?
I don't know. I'm already going there. I'm like, because I have
cartoon life do you live in?
The second he sees a woman, he's decided, like, this marriage wouldn't work.
Don't
like, what the fuck?
I am. Hey, I've been through the gauntlet. I'm learning, you know? Wait, because I
would not date girls that had cats.
Yeah, because you're allergic.
Because I am allergic and I can't breathe. And I've tried so hard. I met so many girls that I really liked a lot.
I agree.
And I took the fucking medicine, and all would happen was I would fall asleep right away. It was let's have a good time. Let's drink some wine.
but seriously, it was
the worst.
I do agree. Here's the thing. I do think I am allergic to cats because I've watched a couple cats. And no. When I go into someone's house that has a cat, my eyes itch like crazy.
Yeah.
Like maybe an hour or two after I'm out of there.
Oh, okay.
And I've noticed that. I take care of them. I visited cat people, whatever. So that is one reason. I do think I'm slightly allergic to cats. The other reason, you think you don't know. Well, because my eyes itch. I'm not around a lot of cat people, but my eyes itch after I've been in a cat house. When I'm in a dog house, my eyes don't itch really. You know, and I live with dogs, obviously. So it's like, it's got to be the cats, I'm thinking, you know? But I don't know. But that's
when
the one.
You're in the dog house,
that's one reason. That's one reason. The cat allergy thing, possibly. And then the other reason is that I have three dogs, and then I usually always have another extra dog or two here, boarding wise. So yeah, if the cat comes in, or I got to live with a cat person.
I don't think anyone's bringing the cat over to your
house. No, but if we end up dating and it gets serious, and then it's like, hey, I have three dogs
cats
and a dog
only
business.
Live so long, all right?
Like, they have nine lives. Are you
Brady
talking about
Bunch? It'd be like fucking. You got like three cats and then three
Doug
dogs.
Doug is just putting up walls.
Here's
right
the story.
Now.
I do put up walls. I do put up walls. I'll be honest. If you try to get to know me, good luck.
Who was living with three cats of her own?
I would. If I really liked the girl, I'd probably pay off to like get the cat out of the way. Like here, I'll get the.
Are you gonna get the cat murdered?
No, adopt it to someone else.
You
not can't. Murdered.
I would love to see that conversation.
It's so funny to me that you say this because. I've dated girls where, like, even one of my last girlfriends that I dated for a long time, she had a cat, so I could never spend the night at her place. I did, like, twice, and I almost, like, fucking, I couldn't breathe, and I had to, like... But the fact was that I just knew me and her were not going to work out because I would never tell her to get rid of the cat.
Right.
Because that's just too much stress.
It is. No, and you
like
can't.
If you
no.
get rid of the cat, that means the relationship has to last.
No, and I'm joking. I would never ask someone to get rid of their animal because I'm a big animal person. So I get it. I get it. It's their children. It's your child.
So you don't even like take step one because you.
I really think I need a dog girl. I need a must love dogs. You've but seen, like, you've seen
but
that movie?
Not must love dogs, but like must want to fucking fuck a dog.
No,
like,
you, no. Like, see, that's bestiality. Jesus. I don't know. Why would you? Like,
why'd you go there?
Wait a minute. He sleeps with his dogs.
Oh, you mean sleeping they in a bed?
They sleep with next. His dogs. They sleep at the end of the bed. They sleep next
they
to me.
They do not. They sleep on your head.
I'm not fucking the dog. That's what you just insinuated. Are you crazy? You're a crazy person. What are you talking about? It's bestiality.
You
you're gonna get
like
my business canceled.
When strange dogs sleep on your head,
a waffle this sleeps on my head.
That should be a first date.
Oh, wait. I love how you're getting so angry and animated about what her accusations.
I am.
And then,
I
and
am.
Then at the end of everything, you're like, "Yeah, well, waffle sleeps on my head."
Well,
like, did you hear yourself?
The two dogs sleep. Penny and like CJ. Penny and Waffle sleep in my bed. What is wrong with the dog sleeping in the bed? I don't understand.
It's not.
I don't know. Like whatever. I've slept with my dog when I was younger.
You had a dog?
Yeah, I had a dog. When? Ed.
Ed. That's a great name for a dog.
Yeah, Eduardo.
Eduardo.
Yeah, he was
Roberto
Spanish.
And Eduardo. That's cute. Look yeah. at that. I didn't know that.
but
so
he died.
But what is wrong with the dog sleeping in the bed? I mean, I know enough.
It smells.
I know enough people.
It smells and there's bugs and it's just disgusting.
Hair.
All right. Well, if I had other dog people on the show, they would probably disagree with you.
Are we not dog people, Rob?
I don't think you are. I would say the both of you are not dog people. I would admit that. Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
I think Rachel. Oh, wow. I think Rachel. You know, you like dogs. You tolerate them, but you're not a dog person. I'd say.
Rob,
you don't have a dog yet, so you're not a dog person yet.
I had a dog when I was younger. Yeah, and I love dogs.
That was when you were a kid.
I love kids.
I tried to give you Hamlet, and you were like, no.
Yeah. No, because I knew where that was going. You wanted me to hold Hamlet so you could visit him all the time.
Dude, I love dogs.
Yeah.
I love kids.
Jill wanted them a lot. And you were like, no. Rachel likes the dogs. She doesn't love them.
Yeah, but the same with children, actually. Like,
yeah, we know.
I don't want anyone in my bed, honestly.
I know. Well, like, yeah.
I don't want dogs in my bed.
You don't want people
in
your bed.
I don't want children in my bed. Like,
I've already said, I think the next relationship I have, I need separate sleeping rooms for people. There's a room to fuck in, and then you know what? Hey, I'll see you later. I go sleep.
You're gonna have a fuck room?
Well, like a
what are you fucking nuts?
I'm not, I am.
You're gonna invite people over? Yeah. This is our bedroom. And there's separate beds. We have bunk beds.
No, seriously.
This is the room we fuck in.
Look, if I move in with someone again, I need I need a three bedroom, I think. I need like a bedroom for me, a bedroom for my partner. There's an office podcast studio.
What do you mean, there's four bedrooms?
I don't know. There's a room that we we sleep
straight
together,
fucking,
have, you know, sexual relations.
What's in that room?
It's just a normal room. My room or her room.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought you had a
fuck
room.
Not like a sex room. I'm talking about like dungeon or something like that. I'm talking about like, all right, look, we're gonna sleep together. We're gonna have sex in this room, and then like, you know, at the end of the day,
man, you're so romantic.
At the end of the day,
I know, right?
I need my sleep. Like, you know
he's
what?
He's so emotionally available.
We have different
ladies.
Sleeping habits. I need you to go to your room, and you go to my room. Yeah.
We need you. Hey, this room, we're going to go to sleep.
I don't know.
I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to say anything else. I just want you to
absolutely,
sleep.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but dog's going to sleep on your
what
head.
What is wrong with
shut
that?
Shut the fuck up.
What is wrong with that?
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm a happy person right now. I'll tell you that. I've been through the call.
He's super happy
check
over
in,
here.
Check in with me in 10 years. All right.
Oh, my God.
We got to listen to this in 10 years.
It will be interesting to see how life progresses in 10 years for all
see
of
see what
us.
You're doing.
Let's see what we're living all doing. We'll see what we're all doing.
Look at Doug saying he didn't want to sleep with the same person in the bed forever. No, he's like, go in the other room.
Do you
want to
sleep with the same person for the rest of your life?
No.
There's the answer. There you go.
I do like the separate bedrooms idea. I do like the separate bedrooms.
So I'm not crazy for saying
that. No, only because like I've got my life.
I mean, Joe would like that too. Just
I mean, the president.
I snore.
The president did that right for a while. The Trump.
Which president?
Trump. I don't know. Probably all of them. Clinton. Are you denying? I mean, you're not going to argue against me,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, they're working nonstop. He's fucking Monica Lewinsky.
We're getting political. Yeah, no.
Sure.
Yeah, only blowjobs.
We don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's only what they found. That's only what they found. But I mean, I don't know. I think it makes sense for a lot of people. I don't know.
All right. Well,
I like my own space. I like
so
to sleep.
So, Golden Bachelor.
Oh my God, he's getting too personal for Rob. He doesn't.
No. I said Golden Bachelor. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, do you think that? All right. Go ahead.
I think Teresa's going to be the one that's knocked out. That's what I'm going to call
it.
Oh,
right, totally.
We can
definitely.
Like play this again.
Yeah, we called that tonight, I think. Yeah,
because yeah, that's the only person he said it, like, I don't love.
He didn't say I love you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they said it again.
Big deal.
But I feel the show is conniving enough to just pick someone else. Pick one of the people that he, and then, like, I would have loved it if he would have slept with one of them. Because I know what's going to happen is that maybe he's going to, like, knock out, what's her name?
Knock up?
No, knock out. Knock up.
Not
are they even ovulating?
Possible.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Like, Faith, right? He might, like, knock her out and be like, and she's going to be like, but you said you loved me. But that's what would have been great if they slept together. Because then
think,
the girl could have been like,
here's the thing.
You were inside me.
I think, oh, wow, that's graphic. Rachel loves
Grandma,
that.
Grandma, thank you.
Here's the thing. I think he should have slept
no,
with,
no,
he should have slept with,
that.
He should have slept with,
oh my God.
He should have slept with all three of these women, in my opinion. No? These are the three that he's possibly contending for the rest of his life. He should
have
at least had sex with them once.
A little bit of taste of the cake before
because what if,
buying
what if
it.
What if Leslie is amazing in bed, right? And then her family's a mess.
Or what if she's really loose? Ooh.
Exactly. I mean, Prince, who the
dude,
fuck
okay,
knows?
Wait, whoa, boys.
Exactly.
Boys.
What if you just, it's like a hot dog
have
going down
you,
the hallway?
Stop it right now.
Right,
have you? Have either of you been in a hot dog down a hallway?
Yes.
I have, yes.
You
I
have,
yes.
you have.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you have little dicks. Cool.
No.
No,
because I've had other
giant
things
pussy.
Where like,
giant pussy.
I've had like fucking my dicks like hitting something that they're like, oh my God, I can't handle this. So no, not at all. A girl can have a fucking. That's why there's vagina rejuvenation, and there's like even with
like,
a condom
it's like,
on.
It's like fucking a papoosa.
It's like fucking like you're going in and there's no fucking friction.
There's no friction.
You're like,
no
what
friction.
Is fucking happening?
It's like you might as well.
Are you this wet? What
right.
is happening here?
Can I please fuck you in the ass? Then it's almost like
yes.
Whoa, guys.
Whoa, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'm a gentleman.
I'm taking this show to the next level because you know what? This show needs to go to the next level at this point. There's multiple factors. We're not gonna talk about it tonight because there's obviously other things brewing in the
fucking
pot.
Whoa. No, I think we still need to talk about this.
We can.
Because I'm very curious because I gave birth to a 10-pound child.
Right. Right.
And I've never had any complaints.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
so,
my girl is the same way. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying childbirth has anything to do with that. No,
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah. These girls don't. The girls that's happened with, they're not all the had kids.
No. Yeah.
So
you're right. Yes. Absolutely.
So what is the complaint? The complaint.
I'm not
is,
saying. I'm not saying it's.
No
I'm not saying it's childbirth. I don't know the explanation of it, but it's like. Too much fucking or too much.
My dick's too small for this vagina.
No, I'm not saying that.
I love how you go there every single time. That's the only way you can look at it.
I would admit if I had a small dick, I would admit it. But I don't.
But I'm just telling you, I'm not saying I have a huge dick. I am normal size.
I have a proper normal size
dick. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I've measured it. I've used a ruler.
Recently?
I used the American ruler.
Share with the world.
But
Rob,
what I'm saying
what do we
is,
have? What are we working with?
What
is
I'm
it
saying
length
is,
versus girth. Like, what do we have?
Oh, girth wise, I always get a lot of good compliments. So it's
all right. Well, yeah, I prefer girth over length. But like, what are you working with?
Wow, this is the deepest show we've ever done. I think. On a fucking Thursday night.
I think I'm close to like eight, but like it was like, you know, it's like 6 inches is like average, right?
Yeah.
So I know I'm bigger than 6 inches, and But does it really matter?
I'm about 3 inches, so I feel like I'm doing, I don't know.
But I'm saying that no matter what, like, you've had, like,
Let's all measure our dicks next time. And then
measure mine.
Do we measure from the taint, or do we measure?
Taint?
Yeah.
The fuck? That's like a cheat measure. Taint? Are you fucking crazy?
I don't know. What kind of ruler are we using? Are we using a tape measure?
Yeah. I'm going to measure my dick, taint measure? And you guys tape measure yours.
Taint measure. The taint is practically your asshole. You're measuring from your asshole to the tip of your dick.
You got
to
get a big number, right?
That's cheating, though. That's not Olympic rules.
Joking.
Oh,
Jesus
my God.
Christ. Oh, next asshole show. Y'all are going to measure your dicks.
And bring in the results?
We're going to bring in the results. All right, but I want length and girth.
That sounds like a lot of math, and I don't...
I'll be honest. I've never measured the girth. I've measured the length, yes, but the girth I've never measured.
Either way, what I'm saying is it's happened to Doug, and it's happened to myself, and it's happened to plenty other males, that sometimes when you have sex with a certain girl, it doesn't mean that she's a slut. It doesn't mean... It's just like... It just... There's no friction, and if there's no fucking friction, it's like a hot dog going down the highway. That's why where that phrase was created, because it's like it's literally, you just don't feel anything.
What kind of hallway are we talking about? What kind of hot dog?
A wet hallway.
Hebrew National, a Dodger
either
dog.
Wet or whatever, but it's just like it just does not like there. And some girls know how to use their muscle down there, their Kegel muscles, Kegel. And they fucking squeeze the shit, and it's like, oh my God, that's amazing, and that's a whole different level of a girl. So it's like,
wow.
When a girl can do that shit, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're that flimsy down there, where there's no, like, you should just just work out. Like, you could be doing Kegels right now.
You can work out your pussy muscles by doing Kegels?
Girls do that.
Rachel thoughts. Go ahead. I don't know what's going on.
Rob DeRocha is encouraging women to work out their Kegels. Like, just work those muscles out, ladies.
But this is what I'm saying.
And
this
you'll keep your man.
This is why Jerry...
all it takes. Don't care about football.
This
just
is why Jerry needs to experiment.
You should never care about football.
This is why Jerry needs to experiment with these women, I feel like.
Right.
You know what I mean? Before you
no, because there's girls that I've been with that I really liked, and it was like the sex isn't as good as like you would want it.
But can't you fall in love with them and not have the good sex?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, because
we were talking about that before you came over here. We were like, you could love someone and not have sex with them, possibly, and then, you know, grow to love them and appreciate the sex that you have with them over time or whatever.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I think that's true. Yeah. I think that's very true.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And boring. But yeah, it's beautiful.
Look, the days of
I love the fact that she gets mad about the whole hallway fucking hot dog. She's like, oh, but that's boring.
No, I
you know. Love each other and just have sex every once in a while. Boring.
Days of hot sex are limited as you get older, maybe.
They are. We get tired. I really think that you should have sex before you go on a date if you're in a relationship over 40.
Wait, before you go on a date?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come over, let's fuck, and then let's go out for
exactly.
drinks?
Exactly. Really? Yes. Yeah. Wow. No, if you're in a relationship.
How do you convince someone to do that?
No, it's not a convince, because you're in a relationship.
You don't have to convince a guy to do that.
No, a woman. How do you convince a woman to do that?
Like, I've had dates that started like that, and then, like,
I know.
You have sex, and then you're like, all right, do we go out to eat now? No. Or?
That was that. Back to the dating worst places, going to Rob's house for the first date.
No, I think
I did that forever until one day I got called out.
Would
by
you
a
like
girl.
To sit on my bed?
No, a girl called me out on it, and I was like, "Son of a bitch!" And I guess I shouldn't do this anymore.
Right,
like,
right.
It's like, yeah, like I don't know. Like you learn by it. But if it worked so many times before that, like you just keep on going to the well.
Yeah,
like,
when it was not broke, don't fix it.
And no other girl complained and said, hey, whoa, what are we doing here? Like, why are we watching a movie in your bed?
Right.
We're going to relax in your bed and drink wine?
That's the best place to watch a movie, in my opinion. Exactly. I'll be honest. I sit on my couch sometimes and watch a movie.
I put a tombstone. We pretend like we're in a graveyard.
I got a projector. I put the projector on, and then halfway, I'm like, I want to just lay in the bed and watch this. Fuck it. Like, I'm like, you know, it's more comfortable.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Okay,
Rachel's like, no.
Rachel is like,
I get it. No, I was just thinking of like...
Romance is not dead, though. I mean,
romance
it's like,
is not dead.
No, it's not.
But the point I was trying to make was like, if you are in a relationship, I don't know, for me over 40, and you've been together for a while. Just get sex. Have sex. Have sex early. Have sex at like 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Before get happy hour.
Like when you have energy. Yeah. All right. Enjoy it. And right, then go have then, happy hour. Then go out on the date.
And then go to sleep.
And then, separate, and then, in your yeah,
separate room. By 10 o'clock.
In your separate rooms.
Yeah,
go
to sleep. That's perfect. Go to sleep in your separate rooms. That sounds perfect to me.
I'll go to sleep in my room with the dogs in the bed. And
You can go to sleep with all the dogs.
look, the dogs in the bed, they just end up there. I try to keep them out, but it's like, you know, I didn't train
you
them.
You try to kick them out.
Yeah, but it smells, and it's like...
It smells normal.
And then there's hair all over the place. And then when you walk, like I see you walking around with your shirt sometimes, I'm like looking at all your dog hair on you. I'm like, ugh.
Well, you got baby barf on your shirt. What are you talking about?
No, I smell like tropical.
Tropical what?
Baby barf.
I smell like,
what are you fucking feeding your kid? Pina colada? What are you talking about?
It's a tropical formula. All that's right. What we have.
All right,
and there's vanilla, so whatever. But that's what I can smell like. It's fine, but you got dog hair all
so
over.
So what is the difference? You have baby barf.
You
tropical.
Need to buy a lint brush.
I have several lint brushes.
You should carry it with you all at all times.
I have them right there in the corner.
The other, I forgot what day I was with you recently, where I just saw your shirt. I was like,
I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care. I know. You know the problem is I wear black all the time, and obviously Penny sheds all the time. So that's, you know, that's what I deal with.
Oh, poor Penny's getting blamed for everything.
No, she's not getting blamed, but it's like, you know.
The best dog on the fucking planet.
She's the best dog.
She is the best dog.
She's a great dog. She sheds a lot, but I don't care, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I have multiple limb brushes. So, you know, again, must love dogs. A girl that loves dogs is going to end up with me. So that's where it's at, you know. And if you like dogs, then it's not, that's not good.
Must
that's
love
good
dogs.
Enough. Must love dogs and dogs.
Dude, that is... That is just the tip of the iceberg, I think, when it comes to dog.
All right, we'll see. You know, I'm a catch. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, you know what? You are a catch. You're a good guy, but I don't think you're in the right mindset
I'm not.
You are not anywhere near it.
I would never admit that I'm in the right
Everyone
mindset.
In the audience knows already that you've been like, you went through a divorce.
I went through a divorce. I'm totally nuts right now. I'm enjoying my time just to myself and doing this and
just
whatever.
The thought of a marriage or getting together with somebody is like
I couldn't think of a marriage anytime soon, ever. Ever again.
No, every possibly. Time he looks at a girl, he's like, no, but the marriage wouldn't work.
Yeah. Well, I am a hopeless romantic. I believed in marriage, obviously. I was married. You know, Rachel, you were married. Mm-hmm. Rob, you're not married yet, but soon.
It'll
but
be fun. Gonna, you know, you'll love it.
You're going to love it. Yeah.
Well, I already feel like I already am. So well, exactly. It's like, it's, guys, yeah, like my life is boring. Yeah. And,
no, it's
you know,
not.
But
you
it's
guys,
fulfilled with
you
love.
You guys have a kid. You guys are great together. Jill's great. Yes. You know, yeah. So, but yeah, like again, like I went into marriage thinking like, you know, this is it, you know, and then obviously it doesn't end up that way at some point, and you're like, all right, and then I got to reevaluate shit. Had the dog before.
Are you doing like Nick Cage right now? Or
Nick Cage?
Yeah, I felt like you were doing Nick Cage. Had the dog. And,
no, Nick Cage had the dog. Then I got fucked up. That's Nick Cage. But yeah, I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Plus, I live in L.A. This place is awful. This place is an awful place to live today.
I hate when people say that. Cause
it's bad.
Like,
it's
I
bad.
Love LA. I love L.A.
No, I love L.A.
I love and hate it. I love and hate it.
Every city you go to, people complain about the city that they're in and their dating pool. Everyone complains about fucking all the shit.
Dating is bad here.
But dating's bad everywhere.
Exactly. Is it? I don't know. I go to other places.
Dude, there's people in Alaska that fucking hate dating, dude. It's like
I've been there. It's bad.
Well, the guy
Rachel lived in Alaska, right?
I lived in Alaska.
Oh, you lived in Alaska?
Yeah, I lived in Alaska for 10 years. Yeah.
With a dude?
No. I went to high school there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to high school in Alaska.
Where's our?
Oh my
where's our,
God! Yeah.
Where's
they say the goods the
is ratio it, to guys like 10 to 1, right?
Yeah, or, yeah.
Where's
yeah.
our Alaskan audience?
The
I thought
odds
you'd be
are
pulling
good,
in
but the
Alaska.
Goods are odd. That's Alaska. Like it's just like a lot of like weird, creepy dudes. Like
really?
That's all Alaska is. But what,
I still want to go there. I haven't been there.
No, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Yeah. I loved it. I got to see the northern lights out of my kitchen window.
And you weren't in a relationship.
Did you see
so
Rush?
You must have dated a lot of dudes.
I didn't. I was a fat, unattractive child.
You were a child when you lived there?
Yeah. I lived in Alaska when I was in elementary school. And then in high school was fun, but I was there for like till I was a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. High school was fun, but you know, people ask me stupid shit constantly. They're like, did you live in an igloo? Did you drive huskies to school?
That would have been like, cool. Did you do that?
None of that. None of that. No.
Oh, the huskies. Mm-hmm. I'd be into that. So
yeah. I got to see the Iditarod every year.
Right, Rob. Right. Like,
yeah, you should live in Alaska. You can have like 12 dogs.
I should live in Alaska in an igloo. Oh, imagine you're in a dog sled.
Doug, you missed your calling.
Yeah, but you wouldn't whip your dogs either. You'd just be go, come on, guys.
I'd be pulling
come
them.
Come on, guys.
I'd be pulling them, and they'd be riding the sled.
Pull me. Pull me, fellas.
I'd be pulling them on the sled.
Here's that guy from Los Angeles again.
All the dogs.
What is wrong with loving the dogs? I don't understand. You know, Rachel thinks I'm sleeping with them, which is funny.
You are sleeping with them.
Well, I mean,
I think you're taking it a different way. She's saying the facts. And you're taking it a different way. She's not sexual. Saying you're fucking the dogs.
No, I would no. I'm kidding.
You're sleeping with the dogs.
Yes, they sleep in the bed.
It's annoying. She doesn't like
it's gross.
I like it. I like it. It's comforting. That's where they belong. They belong.
Need to find like a veterinarian or like.
Exactly.
You need to find somebody that works at a shelter, one of those fake Instagram girls that takes a picture with
fake
one of
Instagram. I need to find a veterinarian. I need to date a veterinarian.
You want a hot girl, right?
No, I don't. I bet you veterinarians do not allow dogs in the bed. If there's a veterinarian listening.
Let me tell you something. I know. I mean, I work with a lot of people that do the dog stuff, the business and stuff, and it's like a lot of them allow the dog in the bed with them.
But veterinarians, yeah. Doctors,
sure.
No.
Dog's part of the family. Dog's part of the family. No. You guys are not dog people. I'm just that's it. I've already labeled you. It's fine.
Labeling?
Did Rio sleep with Jill when she had him? You don't even know. You have no idea.
I think she did. Yeah.
See. All right.
Well, he had his own little bed, and then he also slept in the bed with her.
There you go.
Well, he was a good dog.
That's
one dog.
Some are my dogs.
One.
No, but your dog sheds.
Well, I mean,
a lot.
I didn't know that when I adopted her with my ex. But
three sleeping.
It's like your dog has herpes. No, you didn't know that.
Actually, Hamlet. The dog has herpes. I don't know. How do you not know that? You could have herpes. I don't know that. You're in my house. Hamlet does not sleep in the bed. I've been crate training him. So
he has herpes. He can't sleep in
the
bed.
No, he doesn't have herpes. He got checked out before I adopted him. You know, I don't know.
I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry. That was the martini talk.
My dogs are clean. My dogs are clean. Sorry. I fucking did tests on my dogs.
I heard your dog was with Magic Johnson.
No. AIDS? I would not adopt a dog with AIDS.
I'm wondering what woman is out there that would be like willing to sleep in a bed with a man who's also sleeping with three dogs. Like, if there are three
You'd
dogs,
be surprised. There's a lot of lonely women out there.
Oh, Doug, oh, tell Doug. Us more. Doug. How many lonely women have you?
Where are the lonely women?
Have you Where do you find them? Into
Mr.
your Furley's? Bed?
3-for-1.
It's 2-for-1.
Happy hour. 2-for-1. 3-for-1.
No, there's no dog women at Mr. Furley's. I noticed that. No, I go to the pound. That's where I find them. They're looking for a stray, and I'm like, hey, I already got three. Come on over.
I think Rachel hates the fact that you sleep with it. To me, like, I don't think you should sleep with the dogs either.
Thank you.
But I just think that it just narrows down your chances. You're at 42.
That's what I'm saying.
You need to open a little, like, it's already getting narrow and narrow.
Your choices are
getting slimmer and slimmer.
I've already
your ankle's not going to hold up.
I've already done marriage.
You're not going to do pickleball. What?
I've done it. I was in a relationship. I was married. I'm done. I'm good.
Oh, Doug's done. No more relationships.
Right now, I am good. I'm good because it's like I did. You know, it's like I'm still married technically.
You're a relationship guy, though.
Maybe eventually, but like, you know, if the right woman comes along and likes the dogs, great.
If not, who wants to sleep in a bed full of dogs?
If not, then I don't want to see her. I don't want to see the woman.
That's Doug's test. That's your test. That's
another test.
That's your test.
Rachel,
what's your test? Since we talk about tests.
I don't have a test.
You can't tell me you didn't have a test. You lived in Alaska. You had to have a test.
Rob's very adamant about this.
No, if you lived in Alaska where there's so many dudes throwing their cocks at you,
Wait, and you're throwing, just like, throwing you're your just, cocks is like very.
And you're
very
just, I don't care if you're chubby or whatever. It's just like they were still throwing their. They're just like, who is this girl?
No,
there's barely any girls here.
Did you have Eskimo attire on?
Yes, all the time.
Here's a stupid question.
Yeah, just
she was a Nanook from the north. And that's what she was.
Mm-hmm. I was just appropriating Native American culture all over the place. No, I don't have tests for men.
What if a guy can't change a tire?
The test is like
I can. And that's
I know,
okay.
But what if a guy?
What's a red?
You're not gonna look down at a guy that can't change a tire.
I don't.
What's
I
a red flag
don't.
For a guy that
that's
might
a
be
fucking red flag for most. Like I would
it's
think
it's not. It's not for me.
But what's a red flag for a guy? What's a red flag for you?
A red flag for me? I don't. Being a narcissist, like somebody who
dogs?
Talks about only themselves.
Guy who sleeps with three dogs.
Someone who only talks about themselves, who never asks questions. Mm. That's a red flag for me.
Really?
But that's not a test. That's just we're not vibing. I'm not interested in you. Like right. We're not having a conversation. You're just talking
keyword.
About you.
Vibes, Gen
yeah,
X.
Yeah, vibe. X. Vibe is very important to me. Vibe is very important to me. I want to be comfortable and happy and enjoying the conversation.
Right.
So there's conversation no test is everything. If a guy like doesn't open the door for you.
I don't even care about that. Yeah, really? I really don't. I mean, I will go to open the door for myself. If someone opens it for me, I love it. That's very sweet. All right,
what if
but,
you're out on a dinner date
yeah.
and then he says, let's split this?
Totally cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Going back to Chipotle.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob cool. Wait, Rob, that sounds like a deal for you. What are you talking about? Splitting?
No, because it was like there's been moments in my life where like I went out with a girl that like I said like, hey, well, could you like the bill was like $120 and it was like, hey, could you put the tip down?
Ooh, that's a bad move.
That's what happened. It was yeah. This is a girl
how
that
dare,
I only
how
had
dare
slept
you? How
with.
Dare you?
And then I went on a date with her and then like she like I just said, hey, could you put the tip down?
And she's and then, like, I don't tip.
Ruined every. She did put the tip down, but like, it ruined the entire date. Like,
oh,
after that, like, it was like, I can't believe you asked me to do that.
Yeah, man.
This is after we already had slept together, right. And it was like, I don't know. And I thought I really liked her. Like, it was when I mean slept together, we slept together for like an entire day. Like, it was like Sunday, and it was like then Monday, and then fucking, finally I left. But like. It's insane to me that was the closing part was like a week later we met up for Monday Night Football and we went to a fucking like a place on the marina and
wow you went to the marina for
yeah
this
yeah
day?
Exactly
wow and, Rob you don't leave your fucking neighborhood unless it's for work
I know and I said I already had slept with this girl and then she like we're ordering drinks and she was ordering like champagne like fucking
flutes.
Like those little flutes. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's like fucking $14 each one. Like, I barely even ordered. I think I ordered like one drink.
But you're trying to get her drunk.
No, she. I already had slept with her.
So then why are you going out?
Oh my God.
Why are you going back out?
I love that you keep going back to that part.
Because I wasn't trying to get her drunk either. Like, it was like she was just ordering the drinks.
But
I was going to tell her not to.
You already slept with her. So why are you even going back out with her?
Liked her. No, but
you
I liked her. Yeah. No, I did like
you
her.
Loved
I
loved her. Loved her like Jerry loves all these
I
women.
Loved the conversation that we had, and we had a great time. We spent like 2 days together, and then after that, she like got upset because I asked her to put down the tip, and it was like, I think $20 or whatever it was at the time.
Jeez.
And it just made her like upset, and then from there, we went to another place, and then like her friend mysteriously showed up and then like basically told me like, oh, I can't believe you asked her to fucking put down the tip.
Oh. Wow.
And this and that. And I was like, are you fucking serious? Right. And then
so
I talked to her
these
later.
These are good dating tips for me. So never ask to put down the tip.
No, that makes a pussy dry up so quickly. It's fucking ridiculous.
I do find it attractive when a man can take care of me, but I don't require it.
Let's talk about
it. I don't require
it.
I don't require it.
You don't require it.
No,
but you,
I don't
But you prefer if the guy picks up the check
I find
or
it
whatever.
Attractive. If a man can take care of me,
okay,
but I don't
require it. But that's fine, and that's why like I learned from there was like I'm just gonna go on happy hour dates. I'm not gonna like we're just gonna keep things fucking chill. Like
keep
nothing
it reasonably
like,
priced.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're gonna be ordering fucking champagne flutes,
half off.
Yeah, it was like $14. You ordered like fucking five of them, dude. What the fuck, dude?
You know, some people, some women would find that a guy who loves animals has a giant heart and caring, and they might find that attractive. To be honest with you.
Why are we going to that? We're talking
I'm just bringing it back to.
He's bringing it back to the fact that he sleeps with 12 animals.
No, I do not sleep with 12. There's two in the bed. Two.
I can't believe you give that many blowjobs in one night.
See, now you're bringing it back to bestiality. That's disgusting. I can have you arrested for that. But Rachel likes a guy that can take care of her, is what she's saying.
I find it attractive. No.
That is a test. And that's why she's bullshitting us,
it's
right?
You're
full of shit. You're bullshitting us.
Yeah. I don't expect it.
You're full of shit.
I don't expect it.
All right.
And I'm fine if it doesn't happen, if I enjoy the company.
Okay, but she said... if he pays for it,
I find it attractive.
More attractive.
You find it attractive in what way?
I find it attractive that I can be taken care of.
So if he doesn't pay for it, you find it less attractive.
You're not as attracted to him.
No.
So that's a red flag.
We have
a baseline.
That's
what we call a red flag.
We have a baseline.
What's your Mendoza fucking line, dude? What the fuck is going on here?
What's the baseline?
The fuck are you talking about?
There's a baseline of we have a good time together. I enjoy your company. And it's cool if neither of us can afford...
So the funnier you are, the more you can ask for money? So if you ask to split the check, hey, can we split this?
What if he asks
you... Hey, can we split this bill and you pay for your fucking...
Yeah, the more entertaining you are, the more willing I am to pay for my house. What if he asks you to split it?
And then you're like, okay, fine. Or worse...
What if the bill was like $120 and he's just like... He's like, hey, could we split this? Because but you're having a great time. He's very funny.
Yeah.
And he like says, hey, could we split this? And you're just like,
well, if I know you can't, if you're on my level as far as finances go, and so, we're out together, I'm cool with that.
Okay, so if
if I know you're making way more than I am, and you ask,
What if he did this? Wait a minute. I love the fact that we have to dig into it. Like all of a sudden, it depends on your fucking stature of where you are and how much money you make.
How much is your income?
Now all of a sudden, these are all factors that are coming in. So you do have red flags and you do have limits.
Yeah, sure.
And
she
the
does.
Fucking fact that you're like coming on here saying like you don't is
No. I think they're very valid understandable. Points.
Wait a minute. All right, here's a wrench. So like what if you go out and all of a sudden the bill comes and he's like, oh my god, I had such a great time. Thank you so much for grabbing this. And then he goes to the restroom. And now you're left with $120.
I would get up from the table
and leave
and get an Uber.
You'd fucking walk out. You'd dine and dash.
It was hilarious.
And he was killing it.
He's on the Daily Show or something like that.
What if he was like, hey, I can't really afford this right now. Do you mind picking this one up?
I can't afford this right now.
I left my wallet.
Whatever. I don't know.
I've had that happen.
Can I Venmo you money?
But if I know, so that goes back to like if I know the person.
But if it's a first or second day,
and I don't know them at all,
like, he's like he expects you to pick up the tab.
If I don't know them at all, I've never met them before. That's never happened in my life. But if I'm on a first date and they are like, I forgot my wallet.
All right.
I would excuse myself, go to the restroom, and get an Uber.
That's fucked up. You wouldn't pay the tab?
No, I wouldn't pay the tab.
But what if you had a good time and you had a great connection?
I would be opening to splitting that.
But if you had a good connection and like it's like the best connection. Like he was hilarious. And he was just like making you laugh.
I'm going to try that. Next time I go out, I'm going to forget my wallet.
Oh, wow.
I'm about experimenting now. I don't give a shit. I got two dogs in my bed. I already know how it's going to go.
What if he said he forgot his wallet and he's like, look, we got to get out.
Yeah, let's dine and dash. Let's be daring.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Listen, I would do that.
I forgot my wallet.
What if it was a high-end restaurant that you liked going to? Really? You never go back there again, probably. Never go back again.
You know how many restaurants there are
I think that's acceptable if it's like Norms or something like that. But like if you're going to like fucking, you know, a fancy-ass place, then you better...
Why? What, are they taking pictures of your face?
Norms? Because like... Norms I could never go back to again. I could live with that.
Really?
Norms?
Yeah. Okay. No, anyways,
Norm's the turnover.
I think you got red flags.
The turnover at Norm's is so big they probably wouldn't even recognize you in 3 months. So they'd be like, oh wait, is that guy the guy that's done
fucking Doug?
If you went to like fucking Mastro's and left on a $500 tab, they'd be like, your picture would be up in the kitchen somewhere.
Yeah.
Just the kitchen, or okay. No. Yeah, nobody in the kitchen gives a fuck.
The front desk.
I pay for bills that were like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, with Jill, that's the most of my, like, I've ever paid for, like, a bill. It was like, I think it was like split. It was like couples. Mm. And it was like, I think I pay like $350. It was like almost like $400. Yeah.
Oh, where'd you go?
We went to some fucking expensive place in Century City. I forgot the name of the place. But it was like so fucking expensive. And it was like,
damn, look at you. Look at you.
Yeah, I know. But that's when I had my Price is Right money. Oh, so it was like, yeah.
Now you're going on another show.
Yeah,
right?
But I know. Now you want lobster. I'm thinking Burger King.
Red Lobster. Like, okay, we got to do Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Red Lobster field trip.
She doesn't want to go to Red Lobster. I already suggested it.
I think we should. I think we should do.
We should go to Red Lobster.
No, no. Here's what we do. Let's go. I can bring like two microphones and a Zoom recorder.
and a date.
To Red Lobster.
And a date.
And a date? No, I don't know about that. But,
No. I mean, I guess the three of us will go on a date.
I'll bring like a portable recording and we'll go to Red Lobster and we'll have a meal and then just like, we'll talk about it, like, and record this podcast.
That's funny.
That'd be funny, right? That'd
yeah,
be like
I
a
like
funny
that.
remote.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I mean, there'd be no video, but like, we could just have like, you know, the fucking audio.
Oh, there'll be video. We can like film with our phones.
We could do one camera. We could do one camera.
I'm just saying, yeah. Parts of it we can film.
Yeah,
I've never had a Cheddar Bay biscuit. Let's try them.
I've never.
Let's
had
do
one.
It.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's good shit.
Is it? All right, we'll find out.
I fucking love it. I don't like. I people like look down upon it, but I fucking.
But I don't
love
think
it.
The lobster there is fresh. Is what I was saying last week.
I don't know, man.
We're gonna
it's
find
fucking
out.
Good, man. I fucking loved it. Yeah. I fucking loved it.
Well,
I'm telling
that's
you,
not,
I fucking love the fucking food there.
That's not saying much.
Rob,
fuck you guys.
He's pretty adamant. I don't know.
If I give Rob
are insane.
If I give Rob a fucking dog treat with bacon wrapped around
bullshit.
It, he's like, oh my god, meat, thank you so much.
Bullshit.
I've been living a vegan lifestyle.
Oh wait, you have bacon wrapped date? Oh, thank you.
That shit's good too. Yeah. A bacon wrapped date?
No, those are good.
It's not
those
allowed.
Those are so
those
fucking
yeah.
Good.
Oh,
get the fuck out of
you
here, Doug.
You're not allowed to have that in your
house.
You
don't house, even
though.
Know what fucking tastes
you wanna,
good.
You, wanna,
you don't even know, son.
You want a salmon flavored fucking biscuit? Or
Salmon flavored biscuit?
You want a dog
what
treat?
Are you
dog treat?
About?
I'll give you a dog treat.
I love how your excuse was fucking bacon wrapped date. Yeah, that shit's good.
You know what? The dates I bring home, I give dog treats to, and they're like very excited.
Dude, these are in your imagination.
Yeah, but you also give your dog an actual burger.
No,
so,
there was one date I had before I was married. I remember.
Oh my god, this is the date he remembers before he was.
No,
married. How
is,
many years ago was that, Doug?
I was living in Studio City. This was probably.
Will someone please go on a date with Doug?
This is probably 13, 14 years
What's
ago.
What's your phone number, Doug? We should flash
I know.
Your number
we 13, need to 14, like just pitch
this is
Doug.
13, 14 years ago. I was still doing the dog business. Dog.
Was this Mimosa that you, went,
no,
you
no.
spent $150?
No, I was house sitting. I was house sitting in the hills of Studio City.
See how I remember the price of that date? But go ahead.
Yeah, I know because it's very important to you. Rob's about the deal. Don't forget. Rob at Robbie DeRocha.
Doug's memory, the date I went on before I was
no,
married. Wait, like honestly, how many years ago was this?
It's probably 13, 14 years.
Okay.
So I was house sitting in Studio City. I was dog sitting, and I had. I had, you know, the gourmet dog food that came in like a cylinder.
And I served it to her.
No, I don't know if you've seen this. It's like, it looks like you know, like a meat or something that you'd slice up and put on like a charcuterie thing or whatever. Anyway, I had that on the table because I had fed the dog or whatever. And this girl I brought back to this house, this very nice house I was house sitting at. We're both drunk. We're about to hook up or whatever. I go to the bathroom or whatever. And I come out and she's eating the fucking food from the thing. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I was just helping myself to that like pepperoni charcuterie thing or whatever. And I was like, that's dog food. And she's like, she threw up in the sink.
Dude, why did you tell her?
Why did you tell her? I just felt like I should have. I don't know. This is why Doug is single. The dog's interfering with the dating.
Were you drunk?
No. I mean, I had a few, but I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, but like
she was drunk.
Yeah. I know, but you should just not have.
said
her.
Anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then
but then again,
that's like a rookie mistake. I would have probably said something too.
It was a long time
ago.
If
I was younger, I would have been like, I mean, did you just see that?
We still hooked up, but whatever.
And you're still eating it together.
I was like, this is delicious.
You're right.
Let's do this.
You're right. What do you want to do? I was like, it's... No, but that's how the dogs interfere. Also, the dog.
The dogs.
When the dog has a chef hat, like making charcuterie.
When the date thinks the dog food's an appetizer.
That was a long time ago. Can you tell us a more recent dates story?
There have been no dates recently. Okay.
Ladies, sorry to disappoint.
We're gonna do a Basshole Bachelor.
We should.
Oh my god.
We really should.
That would be funny though.
We have to do that. We'll write the questions.
How we're gonna find these females.
What do you mean you don't know how you're gonna find them? You're acting like I'm not eligible at all. Get the fuck out of here.
You got quite a checklist. Do you like to sleep with 12 dogs?
Again, there's two of them, and that's it. There's two.
There's three!
But the one doesn't sleep in the bed.
Oh.
He's trained for his crate.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Set it up. We'll see what happens. It won't go well.
Basshole Bachelor.
Basshole Bachelor.
On the next live show.
Let's do it.
Here's the thing. You guys want to set that up? You guys cast, I don't know, like six women?
Yeah, we're going to cast.
You want us to do it?
Cast six women, and we set up a podcast, and they all come on here, and I talk to them. How would it work? I don't know.
We're going to cast six people who identify as women.
Wow, you went too specific there.
Wow, you're already trying to do that fucking...
You're already sabotaging it.
You're already trying to do that trans trick on the fucking Basshole show.
We got canceled right away, too. It's
come on.
Because Doug's going to be like, nah, I'm out.
You can like,
Doug.
What if they're all women, you guys? They identify as women.
If we did Basshole Bachelor... For Doug, whatever. How would it work? Would they all come on here and like we have like a mini speed date or something? How would that work?
First of all, we gotta find six women that want to go out with.
First of all, if you found women that want to be on the podcast in LA, that's probably not hard enough because they'd be like, oh yeah, fucking screen time. Let's do it.
Okay.
So they're already fucked up in regards to that.
All right, you know what? You're right. Well, that's the advertisement right there. That's the advertisement.
Should I put out a casting list?
You should. Who wants screen time on the fucking Basshole show?
Oh my god!
I think this is a great idea.
It is like, a good idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need content.
I would like to meet these women as well.
Yeah, would you guys be the deciding? You need to meet my podcast family. We're doing hometowns.
Do we get to vet them?
Yeah, you would.
All right, so we decide who you actually go out on a date with, or do you get? We have to figure this out.
You got
to
figure. Here's the thing. It is a fun idea. It is a funny idea and a fun idea.
All right, Rachel, but yeah, you're in charge.
We'd have to figure out the format. Like, yeah, do they each come in here and do like a mini podcast like date session like. I don't know, 10, 15 minutes.
Maybe they each watch a movie in your room, on your bed.
No, I don't know. No,
with the dogs?
Well, no, here's the thing. It should be.
How'd you feel about the dogs?
It should be treated as a mini speed date. Like maybe there's a cocktail at the podcast. Like we talk, we get to know each other a little bit.
But what do the girls win?
A date with me. They get a spot on the Basshole show.
Split the check at Formosa.
No, I will pick up the check. I will pick up the check. I'm not Rob. It'll be taken care of. Expenses are taken care of. No questions asked.
Oh my god, dude. They get a spot on your show.
No, all of a sudden they're all comedians.
Which is all
red flags to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And see who wants to go with Doug.
That's awful.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, look, it would be a funny episode.
I
would have
put
sure.
myself out there. Like
it would
that,
be a funny episode. If you guys set it up, I'd do it. It'd be a funny episode.
Let's find some women again.
Wait,
I love how Doug's like, if you guys set up like six chicks that want to fuck me.
No, I'm not even
I'm
saying.
Down.
No, I'm not even. Look.
I'm
look.
Down. That's a good podcast.
Yeah,
that's
no, a little
I like
no.
that.
Right.
You
yeah.
guys put
yeah.
in the effort.
Yeah.
There's no fucking. It would be honestly like the Golden Bachelor. There's no fucking going on there right now either. And it's all fucking, you know, fanfare or whatever. But, you know, it would be funny. It would be funny content as far as like, okay, this is a speed date or whatever. And then we just see if there's like a connection.
All right.
There's no pretense. There's no fucking.
Do we just set you guys up to talk and then we don't interrupt or talk? Or do we?
I don't know how that works.
We have to.
We have to.
So wait a minute.
Can't.
So it would be like you guys over there. No, the date would be here or whatever.
You know, maybe they can talk for like 5 minutes to each other. But like, if it's getting like brutal, then we can like get in.
Yeah, maybe in. maybe there's a timer or whatever. And
wait,
there's like,
can we just wait for the timer to go off?
I get 5 minutes with the potential date.
Oh, that'd be fun. We could just float. We could throw red flags.
I get 5 minutes with a potential date, right? Yeah. And then, like after 5 minutes, like the Bass Hole show,
speed dating,
like the Bass Hole show, like once the light goes off, then you guys can chime in.
So a fart comes on.
Well, no more fart, but yeah, like yeah.
I like throwing a red flag.
There'd be a light or a sound cue, and then once the sound cue comes in, you guys can start chiming in and
asking questions.
I just love the fact that you said no more fart.
No more fart.
No more fart.
We've changed the fart sound to Bass.
Did you
yeah,
please?
We did.
Yeah,
we did.
Like,
we did.
Yeah, I was yeah. Like, yeah.
Now it says Bass Hole.
Good.
It's better. It's
Jesus
better.
Christ. Yeah, I told you that fart sound was like, people were like, someone farted. And they just kept on telling their story.
Even though I explained it at the beginning of the show.
Disturbing.
No one
knows. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought someone farted in here.
It was disturbing.
Who the fuck was that? So yeah. One of your fucking fans?
The duck.
Oh my God.
No, what are the contestants fucking when the
well,
fart sound
that's what
happened?
I mean. They weren't listening to the explanation.
I know, but they said it was like, oh, I thought someone in the audience farted or something
Come
like
on,
that. But
that loud?
That was their excuse.
That's stupid.
That was their excuse. That was people you booked.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's a good idea for a show. I mean, maybe we could do that. I don't
yeah,
know.
We're gonna. We just have to like recruit.
All right, yeah, you can do it all.
Some women. I'll
show up.
Oh my God,
Rachel, that'll be hilarious.
I'm down to this.
Yeah, what else? Are we done?
I think we're done. Yeah.
Are we done?
This is a long episode.
we took a little break, so
it was a rant.
Still, it was like an hour and a half, and there was a lot of rants, and we found out a lot about Rachel, and
we did.
We had to dig deep and get to her red flags.
Do we find any?
There's a lot.
Oh yeah. What are you? Were you not listening to the?
Listen back.
Can you listen to the podcast? Because
she doesn't listen. She fucking looks at the clips.
Oh my God, I listen to the podcast. You don't listen.
Rob listens every day, and he sends. Minutes.
And I send notes and I'm like, hey, this part right here, we're all laughing and it's funny.
Yeah, I just look for my face and then
come on,
screen
could you put
this typical
this
comic,
is what I'm
Rachel.
Talking about. Get into your teaching.
Typical comic. Put
Get
the
into
time
your
in.
Teaching. Put your time into
put
your
time
teaching.
Into the podcast.
Make
you're
the
part
money
of
you
you're
deserve,
part of the podcast family.
And then
yeah.
the other shit will come evolve and like you put the effort into like the podcast and then everything that you do and then stand up wise and
oh my God. Right. Thank you, Rob, for
this is a whole other
explaining
fucking...
this to me.
Thank I'm you for mansplaining.
I'm just saying not even it's mansplaining. No, I'm just man. Saying that you have potential to
potential.
Do all that.
Oh, look at that.
No, like, Rob believes in
like
me.
Like she's a fledgling.
I love this.
New
I love this.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it.
No, I don't think that I'm just saying that she just wants all to right. do what she wants to do. She,
yeah,
you know?
No, no.
And
I,
you just told me you could be making a certain amount of money a year. Like
we're all doing
it.
What we want to do with this thing, and at the end of the day,
it's fun.
It's fun, and even though there's these hurdles that pop up and piss us off, maybe we'll get into it in the next couple of weeks. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's out of
hurdles.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into it right now. But yeah, you know, we've talked about it off air. So, but we'll get into it at some point.
We will.
Yeah, we will.
You're gonna talk about it.
I'm gonna. I just
gotta talk about it.
It's all in the timing, you know. Mm. All right. Well, this has been a great episode, you guys. I guess we have one more Golden Bachelor, maybe. I don't know.
I
guess. I
think there's two more.
They cock
teased
us with this last episode. So
there's a reunion show. They're gonna be talking about what happened.
We're
like,
not covering that.
Yeah.
Okay. Gonna tell all. What are they gonna tell?
I don't know. We need to find.
We
Susan broke her hip.
We gotta get Susan on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, make
I'll
it happen.
I'll try to.
Well, I think you should go on a date with her and have sex.
Joan.
Susan? Yeah. Joan, I would have sex.
And record it.
Record? That's illegal.
Maybe not without consent.
Maybe we can have the people, the girls that from the Golden Bachelor that got thrown off, maybe they can be the dates on the Bass Hole Bachelor. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, you're like Jerry.
Would you like
Gary,
a cougar?
Or whatever the fuck.
They'd be cougars. They'd be cougars
no,
for you.
That would
they
be. Yeah, well, I think if you were like Howard Stern, they would do that, but no, they're not going to do
hey,
that.
I'm a young Howard Stern.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're working on it.
We're slowly
working on it. Very, very slowly working on it.
You hear that, Germany?
Exactly, Germany. We love you. All right, guys. This has been I'm a Basshole. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you follow. Children. We do. We make sure you follow the podcast. And remember, what do we got? We got shows coming up. I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't know when you're gonna post this. So.
I'm gonna post this probably tomorrow because this is Golden Bachelor we're talking about.
Come see me at the Hollywood Comedy on Friday and somewhere in Encino on Saturday.
You could catch me somewhere like driving around West Hollywood or maybe like on November 24th, Black Friday Comedy Grind.
Black
another
Friday.
Show.
Is there a Black Friday deal for that?
No, there's no Black Friday deal. But either way, come on.
No,
get out of here.
All right.
We're having
grind,
a great show. A lot of funny comedians. Females on the show.
Oh,
males.
Two females?
Black people. White people.
Oh, my God.
Asian.
Rob's
we're
become
going,
so inclusive.
Yeah, that's great.
To everybody.
Wow, your show is really
and
progressed.
And if you don't come to the show, you're racist.
All right. Enough. All right, great.
And, cut me off.
And the Basshole show will be at the Bourbon Room on Tuesday, November 28th, and then back at the Improv on Sunday, December 17th. So mark your calendars for that.
All ethnicities welcome, November 24th.
Same. We welcome everyone. Yeah. all right. Well, remember, guys, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix. And don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.